Praise God. Hallelujah. Look over at your neighbor and tell him, it shall be well with the righteous. Young folks, look at your friend and tell him, it shall be well with him. Well, they shall eat the fruit of their days. Hallelujah. 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 It shall be well with him. It shall be well with her. Hey. Oh, thou enemy, you're just looking at one side of the picture. Turn it over and look at the other side. It's going to be well with the righteous. Hallelujah. It shall be well with him. It shall be well with them. It is well by faith. This morning we have a promise. Let's claim it. Hallelujah. God. No matter what happens, no matter how many reverses, no matter how much the devil heaps on the fire, pours on the coal. Hallelujah. It shall be well with Shadrach. It shall be well with Meshach. It shall be well with Abednego. It shall be well with Daniel in the lion's den. Hallelujah. Praise him again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes it don't look well, but that's part of the plan, that God may be glorified. Praise God. You may be hemmed in between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea. Hallelujah. But it shall be well with the righteous. Hallelujah. The great God is just about to step into the water. Oh, hallelujah. And when he makes that gigantic step, the sea will divide like an aisle in the church. God's people will just keep walking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Down where the crawdads crawl. Down where the octopus swim. Praise God. Amen. God has dried up the waters. Dried up the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Amen. But what's to keep Pharaoh from following the same trail? Amen. That's part of the plan. That's part of the plan. Hallelujah. Today Israel is going to conquer Egypt, Pharaoh included, without firing a shot. All they have to do is just keep walking. I said, keep walking. I said, keep walking. Hallelujah. You gotta keep walking. Keep right on walking. Walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday if you walk the right way. Walking in the light of the Lord. They just kept walking. Amen. They won. Praise God. Because you see, the angels took off the chariot wheels. Angelic mechanics. Amen. Amen. Unseen hands loosening nuts. Amen. Hallelujah. Unseen hands pulling off chariot wheels. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Unseen hands, praise God, putting things in check. And the chariots drag heavily. Praise God. Slowing them down till they all got in the middle of the Red Sea. What was an obstruction to the children of Israel, amen, became destruction to the Egyptian host. Hallelujah. God gave them the victory. Why? Because it shall be well with the righteous. Amen. Amen. 40 years of trials and tribulation. 49 years ago, Brother Gerald Green and I preached our first message. I preached that morning. He preached that night. 49 years ago, after I'd preached that morning and after dinner, we call it dinner in the country, there was old Salem Knob. And we never had climbed it straight up. Had a big fire tower on the top. Me and Brother Gerald climbed that mountain. And we climbed clear up that fire tower and looked out over the world. Amen. This morning, about 4 o'clock or 5, 4:30, somewhere along in there, he climbed beyond the tower. Amen. What happens to a soul when it soars? Amen. It shall be well with the righteous. Because the angels that took off Egyptian chariot wheels become the pallbearers of the ascending spirit. Praise God. And they look back and wonder why everybody's upset when everything is so right where they are. Man, Brother Croucher, Brother Gerald's probably singing higher, higher than I've ever been. Praise God. Higher than I've ever flown. Higher than I've ever climbed. Praise God. Amen. Here we are. Amen. My. Such a good preacher. Quote whole chapters. Amen. I was kind of a newcomer in Pentecost. Just been saved 2 years. I didn't have all the Bible under my belt that Gerald did. So he was a ready-made preacher. Praise God. We climbed that mountain. And when we faced youth camp in Granite City and they said, you boys take over. Harold Carter, Leo Robinson, Ralph Cook. Amen. We didn't know how to run a youth camp. But we climbed another mountain. Praise God. 150 in that first youth camp. Amen. And Brother Shoecraft, old Brother Avi Shoecraft from down in Lola, Kentucky, 85 years old. He had sought the Holy Ghost far and near. Amen. Right in the middle of that first youth camp at Granite City, he got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He was just laughing and praising God and tears running down his face. He went over and shook hands with Brother Leo Robinson. Brother Leo was a young man then. Amen. Brother Shoecraft said, I'm leaving you old bucks. He said, I'm going with the young folks. Praise God. He got the Holy Ghost. Amen. 85 years old in youth camp. There's no limit on God. It is no secret what God can do. Amen. Amen. And then Brother Gerald married Virginia. That little old girl from down at Hollister, Blue Eye. They took her daddy's whole farm. Amen. Took the top off of that mountain, ground it into limestone, and sent it on a conveyor belt a mile long down to Bill Table Rock Dam. Brother Gerald married Virginia. Amen. And then, after they'd climbed several mountains together, they faced that big one, cancer. She lost that long fight with cancer. Amen. And Gerald traveled down the trail of broken hearts. Some wondered if he'd ever marry again, Brother Jerry. Amen. And then there came Carolyn. Amen. They married and pastored some churches together and climbed some mountains together. Praise God. And then about, I don't know how many years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, he started having heart attacks. Maybe longer than that. One. Then another one. He stood here behind this pulpit and told us. He said, I brought it on myself. All alone. Brokenhearted. Didn't care. He drove himself beyond his endurance. He told us here behind the pulpit, we still got it on tape. I did it to myself. Amen. And another one. And I'm pretty sure he blamed both of them on himself. So I did it to myself. Then came along Carolyn. Amen. Her little granddaughter, Jolisa, raised from just a tot. Amen. Gerald had a family again. Amen. Carolyn to comfort him. Hold him up. Amen. Even had a child. Little Jolisa. We saw her when she was grown here. Amen. And she married one of the Mayberry boys. Amen. Down in Jonesboro. Her daddy was there this morning. He got to praying a few years ago, two or three. Doing good. Amen. And Stephen helped Carolyn. When Gerald didn't rouse, they helped give him CPR and call 911. Amen. But he didn't die alone. He had somebody with him. He didn't leave here alone. He had angelic pallbearers. Years ago, the only song I can remember very well that Gerald sang was, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember him singing it. And there was peace in the valley today. I looked out over the years and I looked over the grass coming through green the other day and I thought of Gerald, this is our 49th anniversary. This week. That's the week that God picked to take him home. He out-argued me on that trip to Salem that morning 49 years ago and he said, you preach first. And he won that argument and I had to preach first. But this morning, God won the argument and Gerald had to go first. Amen. Ah, yes. He might have dumped a lot of things in our lap. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's just like the Bible said. It shall be well with the righteous. Look at your neighbor again and tell him, it shall be well with the righteous. Raise your hands and praise him. God. Hallelujah. Key of A if you want to. Amen. Stand with us. It's a supernatural feeling to be born again, to be among the chosen. Who can call a king their friend? If you wonder how I know this, it is plain to see. The Bible is a living word, and the author dwells in me. Come on. He owns both sides of the river. The earth and beyond the blue, and everything between them. Lord, you own all that too. I know. other side. Well, buddy, we have to make a crossing. For death is something sure. But when came to your time, you was ready for the tour. You crossed the Jordan River. When you heard that royal call, for you had to be invited by the king who owns it all. And he owned both sides of the river, the earth and the all the blue, and everything between them. Lord, you own all that too. I know Jordan's deep and chilly, and it's very, very wide. But in the twinkling of an eye, I'll be on the other side. Saints, we'll have to make a crossing. For death is something sure. But when it comes to my time, I'll be ready for the tour. I'll cross old Jordan River. When I hear the roll call, for I plan to be escorted by the king who owns it all. And he owns